This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet approves Public Sector Transformation Action Plan. Government not considering job cuts as part of public sector modernization efforts, and two rural St. Catherine communities get electricity. The news in detail after this message.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission. Now the news. Cabinet has approved an action plan to guide the process of public sector modernization over the medium to long term. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the plan will have two main objectives.
First of all, the improvement in the ease of doing business, and then secondly, in getting efficiencies through the effective management of government's resources through shared corporate services, reforms to the human resource management systems, and of course the privatization of government services and or the outsourcing of services.
Dr. Phillips says some of the funds from a recent loan agreement with the World Bank have been earmarked to support the activities outlined in the action plan. He says the plan is designed to continuously evolve with new objectives added as prior ones are executed and delivered. In the meantime, the finance minister says the government is not actively considering job cuts in the public service as part of plans to transform and modernize the sector. Dr. Phillips says several strategies are being utilized to help maintain the target of a 9% wage to GDP ratio.
To achieve the 9% wages to GDP, if you raise the GDP, it has the same effect of securing a reduction as if you reduce the wages. There are ways in which you can secure lower numbers of employees without necessarily cutting people who now occupy jobs.
The minister points out that the government has maintained a steady downward trajectory of the wage to GDP ratio over the last 2 years without resorting to job cuts. Dr. Phillips was speaking at a post-cabinet retreat press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. Residents of Barrie and Springvale in St. Catherine now have electricity in their homes following the completion of installation work by the Rural Electrification Program Limited, REP. The project, completed at a cost of $14 million, will benefit upwards of 47 residents. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who formally switched on the lights during a ceremony on Wednesday, underscored the importance of electricity to advancing development.
Electricity is very important for many reasons. I know what it is for children to be doing schoolwork with a lamp. And I do not want the children of today to have to experience what we, the older ones, experienced in our time. Time for us to get it right and fix it. And so I'm very happy that the children of Barrie will no longer have to be using a lamp. And so I'm pushing my minister to ensure he's now 97%. I want 100% coverage.
The Prime Minister is calling on the residents to exercise responsibility in utilizing the service. And Jamaicans are being urged to plan and execute community cleanup activities across the island. This appeal from Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. He is reminding that the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the chikungunya virus, breeds in and around areas where people gather, noting that areas surrounding schools, churches, and business places should be targeted for cleanup exercises. Speaking in the House of Representatives Wednesday, Dr. Ferguson also called on members of Parliament to engage in constructive discussion with constituents about the chikungunya virus.
I must, however, caution persons to be careful with the discourse, as the misinformation being spread in some quarters is not in the best interest of the public and can only be detrimental to the efforts to secure public health.
Dr. Ferguson notes that as of September 16, there were 7 affected parishes with the disease, as the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, has confirmed 1 case from St. Mary and 3 from Portland. The other parishes are Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and St. Thomas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.